If this broadcast reaches any other survivors, you are not alone. We are forming a network of survivors. We are on the west coast of the United States that we hope for the network to reach all around the world one day. For 30 minutes after sundown each day, we will listen on this frequency for your response. I repeat, you are not alone.
Hello, listeners, and thanks for joining us for another episode of From A to Z with Art and Zoe. Welcome, listeners, and welcome, Art.
Thanks for having me, Zoe.
Today we have a very important announcement to all of our diehard fans.
Yes, it is an important message, but why would we direct it to fans of Die Hard rather than the fans of our podcast?
Not fans of Die Hard, Die Hard fans. It's a well-known expression. Are you seriously unfamiliar with it?
No, I know this expression very well. It just didn't seem to apply, so I used context clues.
And those context clues told you I was addressing Bruce Willis fans.
I don't know, Zoe. I'm not a mind reader.
Clearly. Okay, you took the wind out of my sails. Can I get back to our announcement, or should I stop to explain that common expression to you as well?
Whoa. I'm sensing a little bit of anger over there, and I'm trying to remain zen. I think it's important that our message comes from a place of calm understanding.
Well, I'm not feeling very calm at the moment because I'm trying to talk to our listeners and you're just bringing up flashbacks of when you keep trying to convince me that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
It's literally a plot point that it is Christmas. It's like the whole thing. It's basically about a family coming together and the Christmas spirit. And in a lot of ways, you could argue that Bruce Willis is Santa Claus. This negative energy is not going to drag me down.
You're right. I'm not even upset with you. I'm just upset.
Why don't we just take a moment to breathe and we'll start over. Breathe in. And breathe out. Good. And we're starting over.
Hello, listeners, and thanks for another calming episode of From A to Z with Art and Zoe. Welcome, listeners, and welcome, Art.
Thank you for welcoming me, Zoe.
You're so very welcome, Art. All you listeners out there, grab a comfy seat, a room temperature drink, and sit back and relax. While also staying alert, of course, you don't want any zombies sneaking up on you. Today's episode is all about loving thy neighbor. Maybe you didn't choose them and they didn't choose you, but the key to peace is to build a bigger table and not a bigger fence.
Yes. In the case of our neighbor, he built a bunker, which he graciously welcomed us into.
Welcomed you into while pretending to me that it didn't exist.
But that's not the point. Today is about love and hope and togetherness.
And remaining calm in the face of uncertainty and imminent doom.
And above all, creating peace with those who have made their way into our lives.
Yes. Though some of our interactions with our neighbor Tom started off rocky, we really learned how to incorporate him into our lives.
I recall the first time we met Tom. It was right after our house closed and we were moving in. It was near the holidays and bitterly cold outside, but he braved the cold to greet us from his front yard.
It was so thoughtful that I didn't even mind that his robe slipped open when he shook my hand.
Tom had his faults like any neighbor, but I'd gladly take someone who wears a robe at inappropriate times over a serial killer.
Though those two things are hardly mutually exclusive.
Please, though, we're not here to malign the man.
He had a bunker underground in an HOA. We'd be fools not to acknowledge that he could have been hiding an entirely different life. Besides, I have nothing bad to say of Tom as we know him now, or knew him.
On that, we can agree. Tom the man was sometimes problematic, but Tom in his undeadedness, or zombiehood, if you will, well, Tom is a more simple and easier to understand being.
Tom the human was insufferable as the head of the HOA, measuring the height of our grass while simultaneously having a bathtub full of empty beer cans in his backyard, knocking on our door to tell us to keep it down during our niece's birthday party, and then practicing with his band at 2 a.m. later that same week, denying our request to build a greenhouse while secretly...
Yes, so everyone has heard about the bunker, which we are in right now, and currently so thankful for. He was a jerk at times, but he serves a greater purpose. Certainly, he impacted many lives, and not just ours.
Our pet Tom is the best, was the best pet we've ever had.
Not a pet, but the sentiment stands.
He was always keeping away the other zombies. He might have even been an outcast, so I always felt bad that he didn't have any friends but us.
Yes, I'm worried as well. Tom is more domesticated. He doesn't belong with wild zombies. He never had the opportunity to properly socialize with other zombies. What if he makes a wrong sound or they despise the smell of haggis?
He would get so excited when he heard that haggis jar top pop. I love the way he would playfully nip at me when I would put a sweater on him, and the way he would chase after the squirrels.
Zoe, are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. Aren't you sad?
Why should we be sad?
Tom is gone.
It's not like he's gone forever. He's just loose. I think there's still hope we can find him out there.
Okay, fine. I'll collect myself. Let's just get to our important announcement then, please.
Reminiscing about our wonderful time with Tom has been a nice trip down memory lane. He's been good to us and good for us. Anyone who listens to the show knows he's been an important part from the beginning. I honestly don't know how to withstand the apocalypse without him. Which is why Zoe and I have made a very important decision. We are declaring war!
More on that after this word from our sponsors. In 3, 2, 1.
Today's episode is brought to you by Boots. Whether it's snow, mud, or the blood of your enemies, Boots have you covered.
Or at least your feet covered.
Ha ha, that's right, listeners. Boots go on your feet. And if you need them in a men's size 13, we've got them.
Because Tom won't be needing them anymore.
And if you have them in a men's size 8.5 or... What's your size again?
Men's size 9.
All right. If you have them in a men's size 9 or men's size 8.5, you can exchange them for an upgraded size with Tom's old boots. Now, I know what you're thinking.
That Tom is probably dead because he can't survive on his own?
Zoe, no, don't be sad up, be professional. We're trying to sell and or buy some boots here. Sad people don't... Wait. Maybe sad people are actually spending the most money. Keep doing what you're doing. Now I know what you're thinking, listeners. It's summer. It's way too hot for boots.
Tom will probably die out there from heat exhaustion.
And that Tom will probably die out there from heat exhaustion. But also, it's not too hot for boots if you wear them at night. And trust me, that's when you'll need them most. If you're constantly on the run in typical survivor fashion, or if you're just on a late night walk completely unrelated to a surprise siege of a local cult to take place 1 month from tomorrow, then these boots are perfect for you!
Help Tom's memory live on.
Tom's old boots. These boots are made for warring. I mean, walking. Wink, wink.
And we're back. Thanks for that wonderful word from our ironically applicable sponsor, Art. I think Tom would have really liked it.
Now is not the time for sadness, oh. Now is the time for preparation and planning.
You always say that.
And I always mean it. But today, especially, I've always said my favorite stage of grief is the first one, denial. In order to continue to remain in that phase, I have to distract myself with menial tasks. That's why today, we are declaring war. And what's the first stage of declaring war?
Denial?
Close, but not exactly right. The correct response is building a formidable and unstoppable army. Ideally, you want to have volunteers rather than coercing people to join. I like to think of this as the recruitment phase.
You always do have a way with words and with circling right back to the script despite my clear and obvious pain.
Thank you.
Though Art and I have recruited many people in the past, I want to acknowledge that we are not experts on this or any topic.
However, we did have an expert recruiter on the show throughout many episodes in our past life.
He means the before times. We certainly haven't died.
Well, not yet.
I don't think we should get into too much detail. We don't have the luxury of that kind of time.
T-minus 1 month, everyone.
But one of the most important takeaways from our many, many, many hours of discussion on the topic of recruitment was to always remember interviews go both ways.
Just because you want a candidate to work for you doesn't mean that the candidate wants to work for you as well. A great candidate will have many choices, and a great employer will have many as well.
Who are we kidding? We have a very simple hiring plan. If you don't try to eat us, you're hired.
Well, what Zoe means to say is that we understand it may not be a hirer's market.
Hirers? Is that a word?
It's not an easy time to be hiring. We have an uphill battle for starting our battle, which is why we want to inform you why you should join us. You should all know that Zoe and I are not warmongers. Believe you me, we're pacifists. We put this declaration off as long as possible.
We've avoided the heated disputes between the USPS and whomever they're fighting. We simply stopped answering the calls from Austin and Palmer. We also chose not to burn the woods down, even though the children of the woods perpetually taunted us with their games and laughing.
That's right. Despite our best efforts, the war has come to us. I understand that there's always two sides to these things. Oftentimes, you may not want to choose sides. Both have their valid reasons, and none of them may impact you.
That's not how it is in this case. If it's not enough to say that your favorite podcast hosts, who have been providing you free entertainment this entire apocalypse, desperately need your help, then at least you can think of the innocent victim in all of this, Tom.
We believed that a natural accident had simply occurred with Tom. Perhaps he'd been scooped up by a roaming horde in the middle of the night. That would have been bad enough. But when we inspected his pen, we found that his chains had been cut through with bolt cutters.
And Tom can't survive extended periods of time without his haggis.
That's not necessarily true. We have no idea. But he doesn't seem to be capable of feeding himself other things. And we don't know if he needs to eat at all. Regardless, it's obvious that whoever did this...
The cruel, manipulative, heartless leader of the ZPA, PTA Martha...
Whoever did this had no consideration for an innocent soul. I don't know you all personally, but I do hope that when given the choice to fight against pure evil or to sit by and do nothing, you would choose to rise up and fight!
Absolutely. And this isn't just our cause, it's your cause too. And here at the Dueling Hams Network of Entertainers...
Survivors.
We know... At the Dueling Hams Network of Entertainers and Survivors, joining our war is a lot like joining our family. You'll get all the perks and benefits of being one of us, without the actual burden of being as famous as us.
Yes, it's true! All new recruits will have full access to any of the products we've advertised on this show. After 90 days, you're eligible for the friends and family discount.
That's if you survive the war. You'll have to provide your own weapons, but each of you will be issued your uniform, which is a commemorative From A to Z t-shirt, the cost of which will be deducted from your first paycheck.
Though full disclaimer, you won't actually receive a paycheck.
There are lots of wonderful perks to joining the network/war, and we don't have time to review them all for you now. However, you should sign up immediately. Don't even think about it, just do it. Because space is extremely limited since our headquarters is our bunker.
In a month and 2 days, we expect to have many more openings again.
And that's all the time we have for today, everyone. Thanks for joining us for this very important message. Legally, I'm probably required to inform you that there is definitely nothing going on, and any recruitment documents you provide aren't legally binding, though we intend to hold you to them fully anyway. If you'd like to sign up today, you'd like to tell us your favorite apocalypse story, or you need advice on anything else from A to Z, you can message me at fromarttozoe@gmail.com. That's fromarttozoe@gmail.com. Here at the Dueling Hams Network, we know you have choices when it comes to choosing a leader to die in battle for, and we're grateful that you've chosen us.
This is a message for other survivors. We will listen for a response on this frequency for 30 minutes after sundown each day. We are looking for other people to join the right Survivors Network. No experience required. Reach out and let us know you're there.
You are not alone.
Over.